Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin. Beis Hashem, HSP number 7. That's Shir on Highly Sensitive People, Shir number 7. We're talking about an article regarding 30 reminders for sensitive people who feel drained, ashamed, and or judged. Last year, we talked about the drained. And this Shir, we're going to start with ashamed. 10 things to helpful advice when HSP feels ashamed. Shame is a common feeling for HSPs, and this type of shame is not healthy, generally speaking. And we spoke about this before, that even though there are three qualities, wonderful qualities, that Klal Yisrael has, and one of them is Bayshonim, and then the other one, Rachmanim, we're going Lechasadim. There's Avram Fried song on it. Pretty nice song. Bayshonim means that they have a certain sense of shame. In this sense, shame is a healthy thing. It prevents us from wrongdoing. It gives us a conscience of feeling what is right and what is wrong. And that sense of shame is healthy as long as it promotes us and continues along the path to help us grow, where it doesn't paralyze us, where it lifts up our self-esteem and our willingness to become better. But the shame that is beyond that, the deeply rooted shame that many people who have to such an extent that it prevents them, for example, from doing tshuva because they have such a yiush, a despair from that shame, that it just brings them downhill. HSPs also have this problem where they are highly sensitive to feelings, and the sense of shame could actually paralyze them and do the opposite of promoting growth. So the first piece of advice would be, is you can't control or change that you have a highly sensitive nervous system, and you can't help that you process everything deeply, or that you experience emotions intensely. But here is the line that's very powerful. You wouldn't feel ashamed of your hair or eye color, so why feel ashamed of something you were born with inherently? Sad to say, there are many people that are ashamed of their hair or eye color or the way they were born. And this is one of the most fundamental concepts, is Hashem put you on this world. That means you have value, and you have value for the way you are in all sense, all the sense of who you are, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, including physically. Does that mean that you can't enhance your own physical appearance or your own physical health with your normal hishtadlus? Of course you can. But not at the price of not accepting who you are inherently and trying to be somebody else. So the idea is that if you are a HSP and you have this highly sensitive nervous system, not to be ashamed of it. You were born with it. Hashem put it in you for a deep reason. But like everything else in life, we need balance, so we have to work on that balance. For non-HSPs, sometimes they need the reverse of this, to somehow develop in them a certain healthy sense of shame if they don't feel that, or to be sensitive to other people that feel things in a deeper way. Number two, sensitivity isn't a weakness. It's a source of your understanding and of your compassion and of your depth and creativity, which means it's actually a strength. Its sensitivity very often is connected to creativity. This chush, this feeling that is very, very deep. And by the way, this type of aspect of HSPs being very creative, they can channel their anxiety or their highly sensitive nervous system when they channel it properly, it comes with a very strong force of being extremely creative in very positive ways. Number three, there's nothing wrong with you. You're worthy of love and respect, just as you are. And this is another inherent aspect of a shame, a sense of shame that HSPs feel, that they feel there's something off with them because they're so different than the norm, quote unquote, of the world around them. And especially in many cultures where they don't look at sensitivity as a value. Very often they look at it as the opposite of a healthy value, which makes a person really feel like they're totally alone in this area, which leads to the fourth concept. You are not alone. According to psychologist Elaine Aron, which we started to do her book, she's the pioneer on this. And Bez Hashem, we're going to go through her books and her lectures at length. That highly sensitive people make up about 15 to 20% of the population. And they feel isolated, frankly, when they don't see each other and don't connect with each other because they tend to keep to themselves and they're not forthcoming with their own HSP aspects. So they are 15 or 20%, which is a pretty big number. But they are hidden from each other very often because of their tendency to keep this aspect of their personality to themselves because of this sense of shame that we discussed. Number five, if someone else shamed you for your sensitivity or for coping with it ineffectively because you didn't know any better, you didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve that type of criticism. Very often, when you are shamed for your sensitivity, it's by people who have no clue as to what that is and what that feels like and what one has to endure in order to be to who you are simply or to cope with it ineffectively. Again, they don't realize what this hyperactive system, how it wreaks havoc on a person unless they know how to control it. Ironically, very creative people sometimes need to block it out because they just can't handle it. They go beyond their scope of what they can do. It's interesting, Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was so much in his deep thoughts that just came forth from him in a flow. And when he needed to relax, ironically, he grounded himself by learning a pilpul or halachis or deep, you know, halachic aspects of Gemara just to bring him, keep him grounded. Normally, for other people, it's a strain of the mind to try to learn Gemara in depth. And for him, that was his relaxation because his mind was so much in that creative mode that he needed to feel more grounded. So that's a very important concept also for HSPs to learn how to cope with it, which we'll discuss later. But for people who are judgmental about it, it's really unfair. It goes the other way around too, by the way. HSPs have their own inner work cut out for them and not to judge people that are less sensitive than them, that are more in the normal range of this, not to deem them insensitive. That's their inner work. Sometimes they misjudge people that are really there truly caring and sensitive, but because they have a normal nature, meaning not normal as opposed to abnormal, but normal meaning the majority of the population where they are the average mode of sensitivity, they shouldn't be looked upon by a HSP as being callous or cold. That's also a misjudgment. So it goes both ways. We don't talk about this that much, but we will. That which with HSP comes responsibility too. It's not just that you're validating yourself, which is nice to validate yourself from the judgmentalism that is around us. But at the same time, we need to be careful not to be judgmental of others that don't have this quality as pronounced as we do. Number six, your shame comes from the story you're telling about yourself. You can change that story to be more compassionate at that time or at any time. Again, it's a reframing. It's a reframing of yourself, of recognizing your nature, realizing that Hashem put your nature in you, and you need to learn how to accept it and then yet also learn how to balance it. Number 17, you don't have to fix your emotional intensity. You simply need to observe your emotions so you're less likely to get caught up in them. Which means like this, and this is a real big skill that we're going to learn on, and frankly, I need to do more research on. You can't help that emotional intensity that you have. In a way, it's even a tremendous gift. As long as you learn how to regulate it, like the reins of a horse, you control your mind and your emotions, not to like a machine, but to learn how to channel it the right way, to observe them, and to know when to use it in a healthy way. It's similar to Shoal. You know, we don't understand the Madrigas of Nevi'im, of course, but and of Melachim, but Shoal's intense compassion towards even the animals of Amalek, not to kill them. Again, that was like an emotional intensity of Rachmanus that he had to observe and realize, no, but the Dvar Hashem is not to do that. So HSPs need to learn this. Sometimes then not to give in to their emotional intensity in the giving of people or to giving of to other people to an extent where it's not healthy, but to rather observe your emotions and learn when to hold back. So when non-HSP sometimes need to hone their skill and to become more emotionally intense because they lack a certain feeling at times, the HSP has the reverse issue. They feel it too intensely, and they need to learn how to regulate it and to harness it. Number eight, you are not what you do. If you act in a way you regret when you are emotionally overwhelmed or overstimulated, you can simply apologize, forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and move on. This happens a lot with HSPs, like everything else. By the way, this eight is a yesod in all of life. The concept of tshuva and self-correction, where people are stuck, they feel so bad about a pattern of behavior that they just can't get past it and they have to move beyond it. So very often it could have been a pattern, whether it's in the work environment or in the family environment, where you know you were not on your best behavior, to put it mildly, in the last 2-3 weeks, you're out of sorts. But what people do is they get so critical of themselves. They just say, oh, it's just too much, and they fall spiral further downward. When instead, you catch yourself. I don't care, you tell yourself whether this behavior was for a couple of days, even a couple of weeks, even a couple of months. But at any given time, you could say to yourself, I could hold back. I could hold back and reassess myself and start anew again. I will apologize to somebody else. I will forgive myself, learn from the experience, and move on. It doesn't make a difference if you got stuck in that rut for a day, a week, or even a month, or even a year, frankly. At any given moment, you have the free will to detach yourself from that, start anew, and refresh yourself and renew yourself. 19, or 9 in this instance, crying isn't something to be ashamed of. It actually helps release stress and pent-up emotions. It's a sign of immense courage if you let yourself cry instead of resisting vulnerability. This, in our culture, is discouraged. Actually, in American culture, they now go overboard, where you cry over everything and it becomes a cheap thing. But in the other cultures, or in some cultures that we're in, crying is deemed a weakness. It's deemed a weakness. And even some, honestly, I've heard yeshiva bachurim and chashuva ones. Also, they still in them, those ones that are not this type of person, look at crying as a defect. Or it's, you know, or showing emotion as a defect. And that's a very, very unhealthy thing. There's one thing that they do not say in this article, which is something that we're going to get into in a different shiur, is very often because they feel so much and they care so much on an emotional level, they also, many of them, tend to be have a heightened pull towards sexuality and sexual expression, which also gives them deep shame because of that need to connect in that way, physically, emotionally, spiritually. That is something, again, that they need to learn to accept that. They need to channel it, but not feel guilty that they have that type of nature. But that's not mentioned here, but it is something that Be'ez Hashem we're going to address at some point in the future. And number 20, if you sit with your shame instead of trying to numb it, it will eventually move through you. No emotion lasts forever. This is a very important concept. It's an important concept for everyone who values their feelings, and they overvalue their feelings. Just like the ones that are less emotional, less sensitive, and they take pride in their intellect, in their mayach, in their brains, in their analytical thinking and their logical thinking, that they go too much in that, like it's an avodah zarah, and they block out the other softer emotions, deeming them weak. It's the other way around with HSPs, where they over-evaluate their feelings, meaning they don't have to be defined by their feelings. Or in other words, they feel the shame, don't numb it, move through it, recognize when you were over emotional, don't judge yourself. Okay, so I overreacted. So HSPs need to accept themselves, but when they overreact, to recognize that that's what they did and to move beyond it, and they have the capability of moving beyond it. So these are the 10 items. I sometimes say it was really 11 through 20, so I numbered them that way sometimes as well. But it's 10 items about how HSPs cope with their shameful feelings. Bracha v'atzlacha.